great. You're lying.
No, I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, the reality is that I don't know. Like, I don't know part of it. Like, there's not a whole lot.
Yeah. From you and I have never talked about the thought process that led up to...
Yeah, I want to try to figure out all this shit by myself. Like, that's my ideal. That's my inclination is, like, I can do this by myself. I can figure this out by myself, and it won't be a big deal.
This tension between wanting independence and the comfort that comes with family support, that's something Bex is working through. He's still living at home with his mom. His older brother lives with them, too.
It's been helpful living at home. That it just, like, it means I have a place that I can go home to, which is super soothing when there's a lot of other issues going on in your life.
Do you feel close to your mom, Bex?
Yeah. I think it started when Dad died that, like, it just became, like, no one else was around. Like, we moved, and there was sort of no one else to talk to.
I mean, they pretty much grow up. You know, I was the only adult in the house until they became adults, so we all kind of treated each other like adults pretty early, for better or for worse.
Katie was 44 when her husband, Rick Montz, died suddenly from a heart attack. Bex was 9. Back then, the family lived in Baltimore, where Rick was a gynecologic surgeon and oncologist at Johns Hopkins.
He was super committed to his work. And super committed to his family, but spent way more time at work than he did with his family. Just sort of worked like a crazy man most of the time. He's the love of my life.
Did you ever see your husband one-on-one with patients?
Yeah, I worked with him. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of magic.
What do you mean?
It was just fun to watch him. He was a really great surgeon, so it was fun to watch him in the operating room. And, he was good at it.
And Bex, what do you, when you think about like a moment with your father when you were a child, like what's a memory that comes up?
A couple of them. Some of it is my dad used to come home and we would go running on Thursdays. That's the only day of the week that Dad would pick us up from school. And then if we got our homework done, then we had to go running, and like really he got to go running and the kids came, but it was almost always dark, and it was like Baltimore, Maryland year round, so sometimes it was freezing cold and we went running when it was freezing cold and there was snow on the ground. I remember once like we had this like run where there was all this black ice and we just kept falling on our asses, like no matter what the weather, like sopping wet, we would go running, but it was mostly like in the dark, this one running
path.
He
wouldn't take them out in the middle of the night, so
it was dark.
But it also wasn't like at 11:30 at night
that he
would get you guys, instead of putting you to bed, he would take you out for a run.
No.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
You're like, I am a good parent, I promise.
He was a good dad, oh my God.
So you and your husband were both in your 40s. You are, as an OBGYN, you're dealing with birth and the possibility of complications and death at work.
Yeah.
Your husband is dealing with death at work. Did you talk about your own deaths with each other?
Yeah, we did. Rick thought he was going to live kind of forever. He was the big runner and exerciser. I'm not. He was pretty sure I was going to die of heart disease because I just never take care of myself. So he was pretty sure that I was going to die first. And we had talked about, you know, he said that he was never going to get married again. He was going to date. And we joked about it, that he'd have a series of different people. And I'm like, please just don't bring him home to the kids. Please don't bring him home to the kids.
Really?
Yeah, because like I just don't need this rotating door of women coming into my children's lives. And no, we talked about it a lot, actually. And my family's here in San Francisco, and we joked that, you know, the only way that we're going to be back to San Francisco is if he died, I'd move back home. And that's what happened. He died, and we moved back to San Francisco 6 months later. I kind of did like all the things you're not supposed to do. Sold a house, bought a house, quit my job, got a new job, change my kids' schools, like all those things they tell you not to do in the first year after a death. We did all of them.
Was that the right thing to do?
Yeah, for sure. I had to. Yeah, I had to. I needed the help. I couldn't do it by